Colossians 3:25 says, "But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done." And there is no respect of persons. And I thought about this for a while. And I kind of just like tried to chew on this verse and like, what's God trying to say here? That when you do wrong at work, or you're working in a wrong manner for God, you're being a man pleaser, or you're just not working real hard, you're being lazy, you're being slothful in the work of the Lord, or just in anything that you do. The Bible says this, there's no respect of persons. Just because you serve the Lord God and because you believe in Him doesn't mean He's going to let you keep that good job you got. If you're not doing a good job, you're going to get fired just like anybody else would. Trust me. It's happened to me before. I thought, well, you know, God blessed me with this job. That's great. And then there's been times when I didn't do as good of a job as I could have. And I think, why did that happen? Well, it's your fault, dummy. You got to do a good job. I'm not saying I can't think of a time I got fired, but I can think of times when I've been in hot water for not doing as good as I could have at my job. Okay? So just because you're a Christian doesn't mean God's going to bless your job situation no matter what. He's not going to. He's not a respecter of persons. And you still have to work hard, and in most cases, harder than the people that you work with. You have to actually give... I know this is kind of a cliche term, but 110%, which isn't really possible, but 110%, that just means that you're working above what other people are working, because people are going to scrutinize you harder than they do other people. It's just a fact. I've been saved for a long time. I know how it works. The minute they find out you're a Christian or get a whiff that you're a Christian, anything you do that's wrong, they're all over you like white on rice. Yeah.